GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. George, our good friend Dolly Sullivan of Educate Maine is up early, and she's on line three to talk with us this morning on GHRT. If you want to welcome her back to our program.
Yes, I think I know Dolly. Good morning, Dolly. How are you?
I'm well, George.
And also getting up very early is Emily Doughty. She's with Maine's Department of Education. She's on the phone, too. Emily, thanks for getting up. Thanks for being on our program this morning. How are you, Em?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
It's an important time of the year because we're already seeking the nominations for who will be the next Teacher of the Year. But, Dolly, we're going to start with you. Before we find out who the teacher is for the entire state, we got to break it out. 16 counties, right?
That's right. The nominations are open, and there's 1 week left. Nominations close February 3rd at 5 o'clock. We have 247 nominations already, but our goal is at least 300. So I'm hoping that this conversation this morning is going to give us that push.
Wow.
No pressure on YouTube for that.
No. There's a lot of things that people yell at us for, but not getting enough nominations isn't one. Hey, members of the public are encouraged to nominate educators, and so it's not so much that it's your favorite teacher. It's somebody who's committed to excellence and nurturing all the students. Is that true, Dolly?
It is, and thanks for bringing that up. We know that we are not selecting. It's impossible to select the best teacher in Maine. This person who is selected is a person who is committed to the profession and willing to put themselves out there to be an ambassador and to use their voice to advocate for students and education policy and to promote the profession. It's like having another job when you are the Teacher of the Year.
It's a job that not everyone can do. We know that, Emily, because those of us with kids that have helped with homework night after night after night, sorry, getting a little too personal there, it is a big job, but there are educators who deserve that recognition. What are the parameters, Emily?
That's a great question. So we do have several parameters. One of the most important is they really need to be working with students in the classroom at least 50% of the time. We're looking for anyone in Maine's public education classrooms, so it could be anyone from PK-12, career tech, technical education, special education, anyone who is in that classroom. They do have to have taught for 5 years, and we're really looking for someone who's been teaching in Maine. So they need to be teaching in Maine for at least 3 of those 5 years.
So they have to be in a Maine public school or a charter school or a publicly... I'll ask you that, Emily. Do they have to be in a taxpayer-supported school? Is that fair?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. Dolly Sullivan and Emily Doughty on the line with us here. Dolly from Educate Maine, Emily from the Maine Department of Education. And you have until, is it close of business, Dolly, on February 3rd to get to, and we'll give the website perhaps here in a moment, to get to make this nomination, close of business on the 3rd?
Yes, 5 p.m. on February 3rd.
Okay, and it doesn't matter which county you're in, there's someone that you could possibly nominate.
Exactly.
Okay.
We actually have, I was just looking this morning, and we have an Aroostook County resident nominating a Penobscot County teacher, which I thought was fantastic.
Yeah, right, to cross the county lines. And this year, the current Teacher of the Year, if I can come up with it, Joseph Hennessy. He was at Piscataquis Community High School in Guilford. And you had 300 entries, over 300, when he was selected, right?
Exactly. Joe is the 2019 Teacher of the Year, and he has just actually finished his year of recognition. And now Heather Whitaker has taken on that role, and she's the Cumberland County Teacher of the Year, and she is also the 2020 Teacher of the Year, and she's just hitting the ground running. So, and Joe is now back in his classroom. He did an amazing job, and for his last official duty, he attended the college football championship in New Orleans with the rest of his state Teacher of the Year cohort and had a great time.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of responsibilities, but there's also a there are so many opportunities for teachers. Our County Teachers of the Year are part of this growing network of teacher leaders in the state, and they're doing amazing things.
Mm. Emily, what other responsibilities would someone as not the Teacher of the Year statewide, but what responsibilities would possibly fall on someone who is named County Teacher of the Year? Can you share that information with us?
Absolutely. So there are several things in that year when they're being recognized that they're asked to participate in. One of those things that I think is really important is having the opportunity to meet with local representatives, legislatures. They meet with the Education and Cultural Affairs Committee and have an opportunity to share what is important in public education and in their schools. The challenges, the opportunities that they're seeing, other things that they're kind of required or asked to do is... The Department of Education recently started a student cabinet, and so one of the ideas is that this person would connect with the students that are on that cabinet and hear all the things that are happening that are great in our schools, but also things that maybe students have ideas of ways to improve public education. So who better than the teachers in that county to really work with those students that are on the cabinet?
How does, and I'll ask Dolly this, how does Bangor Savings Bank work into this? I know they're involved, the Teacher of the Year program, actually no cost to the taxpayers. Tell me about Bangor Savings Bank.
Bangor Savings Bank is our lead funder, and they have been since 2014. And in addition to the financial support, which we so appreciate, but they're very much a partner in some of their employees sit on the different county review panels. They provide us with meeting space in Augusta, in Bangor, in Portland, and they also send out the call for nominations to over 80,000 people in their listserv, which is a huge bonus and boost for us. So we really appreciate their support, as well as we also have Hannaford and Dead River, Geiger, Unum, and the Maine Lottery are also our financial supporters and partners. It's not just sending in a check, which we do appreciate, but they're also involved in the selection process and supporting the county teachers.
Emily, it's a busy world. Not all of us get up as early as, well, we do to be on the radio and talk. Someone might think that they don't have time to go online and nominate the teacher in their child student's life. Is it that complex a task?
It is not. It's a fairly simple form. It is online. So the best way to get on there is to go to www.maintoi.org. It does not take very long. If you don't have the information for the parent, as a parent, you can reach out to the district or an administrator. I have been nominated in the past when I was a teacher, and what an honor to know that someone in the field, someone that is seeing you, is elevating you and you know, really acknowledging the work that you've done as a teacher. So I think the time it takes is pretty minimal compared to how you're going to have that impact on that teacher.
Dolly, the eventual winner Teacher of the Week goes out of the classroom for
year.
Duties, right? And a week at space camp and all that kind of good stuff?
Yes. So we expect that the County Teachers of the Year will be out of their classroom 3 to 5 days on official Teacher of the Year business. And one of that is, Emily just talked about, is a meeting with the Education and Cultural Affairs Committee. But the Teacher of the Year, we anticipate 30 to 40 days out of the classroom during their year of recognition. But one of the things that we want to reassure the district is that it is through the financial support of Bangor Savings and our other corporate supporters, we reimburse those districts for the substitute teacher. So it does not cost the district when they're out of their classroom.
Okay, elephant in the classroom. We've got a figure now, and we've learned that I think it's October when they have the assembly. And whoever eventually becomes Teacher of the Year gets surprised. They got to know by now. They got to figure that if there is an assembly in October and they know that they're nominated, that they're going to win. Maybe you need to do something like the prize patrol to come and surprise them outside of an assembly, Dolly. I'm just saying.
Well, let's talk about that, Rick. maybe we'll have one of those caravans going to the next County Teacher of the Year school.
I nominate Rick Tyler to knock on their door.
Oh, I was thinking, George, you've got some free time on your hands, and I know that you would love to go back to Aroostook County for the third time in your life. He's only been up there twice. Do the County Teachers of the Year, Emily, I don't know if you know this, do the County Teachers of the Year, are they surprised at an assembly, or do they just get a phone call or a letter, or does someone come and visit them?
They are, so it's kind of a multiple stage process, but they go through a series, and Dolly can probably speak to that better than I can, which may include kind of a final interview to become the County Teacher of the Year. And it is not a surprise, but what we do is we keep that very secret, so only a few people in the school and district know, and we do a big assembly at the Hall of Flags here in Augusta where we kind of reveal who's the County Teacher of the Year for each county. And a lot of times, you know, representatives and family members show up, and it's a great opportunity to kind of show all 16 of our County Teachers of the Year off.
Emily, tell us one more time where we go online to nominate someone to be County Teacher of the Year.
Sure. It's www.maintoy.org.
And Dolly, remind us again, we have until when?
February 3rd at 5 p.m. Please nominate a teacher.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.